Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the Star's dressing room of the Mary E. Sawyer Auditorium. And what a fabulous night this has been. We're very happy to have with us here Mr. Elvis Presley. How are you, Elvis?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Terrific. You know, I've lived in La Crosse all my life, and this is the first time I've seen anything like this happen.
it's good. It's the first time I've been on this part of the country.
Where do you hail from, Elvis?
I'm from, I was born in Mississippi, but I live in Memphis, Tennessee.
I see. Now. And this is a very controversial question. How old are you? They say 18, 19, 20, 21. Give us the official dope,
I'm 21.
21. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing I want to ask you, I've been reading up on your career. You've been in the business for about 2 years now. And what was the first song that you ever sang to an audience? Could that have been the Red Foley thing of Old Shep?
Old Shep, that's right. That was when I was about 7 or 8 years old when I sang that song.
I see. And the gentleman who accompanied you tonight, that was Scotty and Bill?
Scotty and Bill and DJ Fontana.
On the drums, huh?
Yes.
And they've been with you ever since you've started your fabulous career?
Scotty and Bill have the drummer has been with me for about 2 or 3 months.
I see. The first record you ever cut for the Sun label was this Blue Moon of Kentucky, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And I understand it had a real great response down there when it was first played by the DJs.
Well, it did okay, but it kind of surprised me. I thought they would laugh me out of town.
I noticed there was a very heavy echo effect in that, more than some of the others.
Yes, it was a lot of echo on it.
Mm-hmm. The people around town here thought that the first recording you ever made was I Forgot to Remember to Forget, because that was the first one released.
Oh, that was the fifth one.
I see.
I forgot to remember.
But the first one released on the Victor label.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you certainly are without a doubt the number one selling artist in the nation now. You have the number one record and the top selling album. Now, what do you do in your spare time, you have any?
I haven't got any, really. But when I do get some time off, I always go home and see my folks, and I ride a motorcycle and do different things.
You have a favorite sport too, haven't you? Water skiing?
Yeah, I do a little water skiing. I like football. I like boxing.
Mm-hmm. Teenagers have inquired about your forthcoming movie career too. Now maybe that's a little too early to talk about, but I see you're signed by Hal Wallace and Company out of Paramount.
Yes.
Can you tell us anything about the first movie that will be made?
Well, I couldn't tell you the name of it because I don't know. They're writing me a play. I was offered a part in The Rainmaker.
I see. Quite a dramatic bit, isn't it?
It wasn't the character in it. I didn't feel I could do it the way that it should be done.
I see. Well, you're certainly in the position to pick the role that you want right now, I'll say that. Where do you go from here, Elvis?
I play Memphis tomorrow night, which is Tuesday night.
Boy, that's a lot of traveling there. About 700 miles or so.
You're going to 795. I'm going to fly.
Fly. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. The fans have asked me so many questions here. Do you have any particular experience that sticks in your mind, something that has happened during your two-year career? Anything that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, there's so many things that have happened that I can't think of any particular.
How about the Las Vegas incident? You were down there just about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
A completely different type of audience, I understand.
Well, it was strictly an adult audience and mostly elderly people.
Mm-hmm. Did it take a little while to warm them up to your style of singing?
Well, the first night, especially, I was absolutely scared still.
Mm-hmm.
And,
But from reading some of the reviews, I understand they responded quite well, though.
Well, afterwards, I got a little more relaxed, and I worked a little harder, and I finally got them on my side a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You sang this Only You tonight. Do you have any plans of recording that for our
No, I've been doing it ever since it's been out.
I see. Your new release, I understand, has sold over 300,000 copies for RCA, and they had that many orders before it was released. So this would be another second million for you.
The last account I had, it had reached a half a million.
It's really fabulous.
I don't know how many it will sell.
Another thing that the teenagers are interested in is future television appearances. I understand you're going to be on the Milton Berle Show?
Yes, the Milton Berle Show, the 5th of June. After that, I don't know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly don't want to keep you off us, because I know you have a lot of things to do, and the next show will be coming up very, very shortly. I want to thank you very much for talking with us this evening.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks a lot for playing my records.
You betcha.
I'll keep trying to give you something to play.
The ones that you've had out so far have been terrific. They've all been great sellers down at Light Horse.
Thank you very much.
You know, this album of Blue Suede Shoes, we sold that like a single. We sold more of that than we averagely sell a single, and that's what amazed us down there. You're about the first guy to have ever done that for RCA, I'm sure of that.
Well, I don't know. I hate to say yeah to something.
Well, thank you very much, Elvis Presley. It's been great.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.